Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I told you it's crossover day. And Brendan Tobin's been known to have a nice crossover himself, but I'm not speaking about basketball. Brendan Tobin hosts mornings on 790 The Ticket with Leroy Horde. Here comes Crowder running down the hallway, ready to go. And we got a crossover going on. I need my crew squad up.
What I know, man. I left you out there.
I know. You leave me out here to dry.
Tobin's a big fella now.
I've been friends with Tobin for about 15 years or so. And he does mornings on 790 The Ticket with Leroy Horde. And I was told that he was ripping me today. But I was telling Crowder earlier, Tobin, that I was somebody playing video games back there? I don't understand what is happening. Tobin, you can't put down the Qbert game for 10 seconds to do the crossover? You have to disrespect the show this way already?
I forgot how to do radio. I don't do radio at studios anymore.
At the crib.
Brendan Tobin, longtime friend. So you had a problem with a take that wasn't really mine?
Yeah, because I was at CVS and I flipped on 7-9 The Ticket, you know, the old AM radio.
Yeah, sure.
And I heard you were all mad at Dwayne Wade because he's in Utah and you wanted to revoke Dwayne Wade Boulevard,
no,
which is getting approved next week.
No,
and
no,
I was like, Jesus,
no,
fuck.
No. Okay, now here,
sensitive.
Here, all right, now you are
trying
proving
to bully
yourself.
Michael McCullough.
That was funny. Now, you are being a typical radio listener, Tobin. You didn't hear the context of what I was saying then. I was saying he's got the jersey in the rafters. He probably will have a statue out front one day, which he should. We'll never forget what he meant. But is this really the right time to name the street in front of the arena? And great work. For people that don't know, this is Tobin's baby.
Yep.
I have never seen a radio promotion pick up steam the way Name Biscayne for Dwayne, which is all Tobin's idea, how it picked up steam. But now it seems like a little bit of a disaster, don't you think, Tobin? I mean, you want to name a bridge for Mo Harkless, or you want to have like a little street for Vinny Trocheck by the BB&T Center? Like, what's next?
I mean, you're comparing Dwayne Wade to Mo Harkless? What are you doing?
I don't know. Neither of them are here. I watched the Bucks series. Did you see either of them here?
Because he fist bumped Donovan Mitchell?
I don't know. All I know is I watched the Bucks series. I didn't see Mo Harkless or D Wade. So I figure if we're going to give D Wade a street there, you probably want to give Mo Harkless something there.
Oh,
give him a kiosk at Bayside? You want to give him a kiosk at Bayside?
Just eradicate all of history because he wants to go hang out in Utah for some reason.
No, not what I'm saying. Just so you know, I was just saying, is the timing right? Because Crowder even said yesterday, if the city commission, let's pretend you hadn't lobbied for this for a year or two. Yeah. If the city commission just said, hey, we're going to take a vote next week on naming the boulevard in front of FTX Arena Dwayne Wade Boulevard. If there hadn't been a lead up to it, do you think it would be met with disdain right now? If the first morsel of the idea was yesterday, do you think it would be met with disdain from Heat fans?
No.
No, you're wrong.
No, I think people who are mad at Dwayne Wade for hanging out with the Jazz are idiots.
No one's mad at Dwayne Wade for being
that
part of the Jazz.
Like
not
like
at
you
all.
Are.
I just
it
don't want to.
Like
I just don't know if I want to pull up on the street to
Why?
See.
Why?
Because he owns the Jazz. He sold his home down here. He's got his jersey hanging in the rafters. I mean, what more do we have to give him?
Huck, you wouldn't have been allowed at his home anyway. He would escort you off the premises.
I understand that, but he wouldn't have had the three rings or the ability to buy into the ownership of the Utah Jazz without the Miami Heat. It was a pretty symbiotic relationship.
Apparently not anymore. He wants to go live somewhere else now. That's okay. He still was pretty awesome for us.
Give him a street. Oh, you want to move? Here's a street.
Yeah.
Tobin, what's the qualification to get a street? We talked about it yesterday. You have Marino, you have Shula, you have Wade. I'm with you. But what are the qualifications of having a damn street forever named after you?
I would say being better than Don Shula and Dan Marino is a pretty good start.
Dan doesn't have no championships was kind of my thing yesterday.
Well, that's 62-7. Dwayne Wade, he's like, you know, giving you triple doubles to end his career.
I mean, wait a second. Are you suggesting that Dwayne Wade unequivocally is better than Don Shula was?
How many points did Don Shula score?
Wow.
I mean, Zom deserves a street more than
can
Shula.
Can you believe the turn?
Winning his coaches?
I mean, can you believe the turn this has taken? I mean, now you've come on to disparage Don Shula?
Everybody on your 560 simulcast is just punching their radio right now.
Football town.
So is that what you guys on 790 talk about all day? That Don Shula was overrated and D. Wade is the best sports figure in the history of Miami? Who is the best sports figure in the history of Miami?
I mean, it's obviously Hassan Whiteside.
It's Mo Harkless, of course. No, who is it? Is it Dwayne Wade? Is it Dan Marino?
It's unequivocally Dwayne Wade. He passed him. It's over. It's over, man. Shula, Dan Marino, they're 2 and 3. Dwayne Wade's number one, and that's it.
Is that true, Crowder?
Oh, think I'm with Tobin.
Unequivocally.
3 championships. What, he played 14 years here? Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, the time, the longevity, the championships.
How about going to Chicago and Cleveland and then Utah and selling his home in Miami? Don Shula and Dan Marino never did that. Like, I'm being honest here. We're not giving points for loyalty to Miami. I mean, we're all about 305. We're all about repping South Florida. I mean, we take that stuff so seriously. And we're going to unequivocally allow Brendan Tobin to name Dwayne Wade, the guy who went to Chicago, Cleveland, and Utah, as a more important sports figure in South Florida than Don Shula and Dan Marino?
Dwayne Wade went to Chicago and gave us Jimmy Butler as a parting gift. Like, even on accident, like, left us angry and still got us a really good player. He's just like, yeah, you know what? Chicago does kind of suck. You should go play in Miami. Like, every stop, he keeps giving us good stuff.
I mean,
we're probably going to get Donovan Mitchell because of him.
You're just rewriting history. You're just rewriting history to make it fit whatever your narrative is.
I'm giving you the truth. He's like, listen, this Chicago stinks. Go play for the Heat. I'm going to go first, but you come a couple years later.
Tobin, what man, for real, like, you've been talking about Dwayne Wade Boulevard for years, or a year plus. Like, do you get anything? Has anybody talked to you? Like, what?
No.
Are you there? Are they going to let you screw the sign in when they change it? What does Tobin get for your champion of this street?
I think I used my chip last year. I guilted Dwayne Wade into one interview.
He gave you an interview for the Boulevard?
Yeah, I DM'd him one time on Instagram because we follow each other from the D-Wade Boulevard thing, and I used my chip. I used it when the Heat went to the finals. I think that's all I get, Crowder.
Do you have any idea, Tobin? I was asking Crowder this legitimately. Do you have any idea if that commission is going to pass that unanimously, or are there going to be holdouts? Like, do you know on Tuesday if that will become Dwayne Wade Boulevard or if it'll fail?
I was actually surprised that it was even a thing because when the mayor like gave out his proclamation, I thought it was official. It was just the pandemic was delaying the sign screwing. He told me that this isn't city. This is just county. And I mean, he told me it was like no biggie. It's like a layup. So, I mean, he's going to look pretty silly if it doesn't come true. We made that whole proclamation and, you know, buddied up to Dwayne Wade. I mean, he is going to look like an idiot if it doesn't go through.
What's the holdup? Is it your argument, Hawk? Like, Tobin, what is the holdup? What would the commissioners that, if they say nay, what would be the argument?
That he can't even attend the thing. Oh, he's got to zoom in from Utah. Like, he's got to, yeah, Dwayne, I mean, what kind of, I mean, when you name a road or a street after someone, and they can't be there. I mean, he's going to be on one of those, what, like an iPad. They're going to have an iPad taped to a chair, and he's going to be via Zoom from Utah, where it's like 7 in the morning.
I mean, yeah, you think whether you want to vote yes or no on this. Is this going to be a great moment for the city or no?
I'm sure he's hard up for flights. I'm sure it's impossible for him to get here.
He's struggling. Maybe stand by.
Here are some of the texts, Tobin. Shula's restaurant is still open. D. Wade's closed due to food poisoning.
No, 800 degrees is still open.
No, not that one. He had a sports bar, D. Wade's. Remember?
Oh,
he had two of them, actually.
Dad was
Did it ever open?
Yeah, there was one that was open in Boca. It was open for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I remember one was supposed to open up, I think, in North Miami. I remember with Barrett, and like, I don't think it ever got off the ground.
Oh, well, that's a good reason to give someone a street. Here are some more of the text. Who else are we gonna give a street? The guy who opened and closed Bennigan's over the last 15 years. When you go to a Panthers game, you pull off on Bennigan's Way, you know, to remember the restaurant that closed.
Can't deal with him, Tobin.
Bernie Kosar had an open and closed restaurant. Let's give him something by UM in Coral Gables.
Can't deal with him.
Any other closed restaurants you want to honor, Tobin?
I love how the closed restaurant has become the great stain on his resume. It's the only thing he failed at down here.
Here's some of the texts. I want to fight Tobin right now. Marino is God here. This is football country. Shame on the city of Miami for taking... Now, this is a good point. This guy texts in. Shame on the city of Miami for taking this long on even voting for Dwayne Wade Boulevard. Dallas had Nowitzki Boulevard done in a fraction of the time. You know, had they done this a year or so ago or even earlier than that, Tobin, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
I'm with you. I didn't even like if you go to Uber right now and you plug in the American Airlines Arena, they have Dwayne Wade Boulevard on Uber. Right. I don't know why it's taken this long to put the final nail in it.
Another tax. Tobin is full of crap. It's Dan first, then Shula, then Dwayne. Oh, no. It's Don Shula first, then Dwayne Wade, then Dan Marino.
Nah. Hit the bricks, old timer. Put away your rotary phone.
Wow. Wow.
Tell your grandson to stop texting for you.
Tell him this. Tell him this on the phone.
Jeez, unbelievable. All right, well, Tobin has championed the cause of a non-Miami resident with a couple of failed restaurants to have a street named for him where the Miami Heat plays. Solana, you're our biggest Heat fan on the show. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I'm with Tobin here, and I think you're out of your mind if you think it shouldn't be Dwayne Wade Boulevard. I'm also not so sure it's Marino 2 and Shula 3. Like, I think Pat Riley and UD are up there before Marino and Shula. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, that's what the Heat and what that team and what this organization means to me and to young people in South Florida.
There's probably an argument for that Pat Riley is in that conversation.
Maybe,
like
not UD,
like
but
most what's the title? Most grandiose sports figure in South Florida, most important sports figure in the history of South Florida.
And Pat has more rings, more championships than Don.
I mean, but you could also put Schnellenberger in there for resuscitating the University of Miami. I mean, this is a roundabout argument, but Tobin is totally on board with the failed restaurants and the moving to Chicago. And so, hey, so Tobin, would you reconsider if Dan Marino's restaurant, I think they did fail, but if Dan
it
Marino's,
did. It
if
did.
He had
Sunset
more,
Mall,
if he had more failures, if Dan Marino moved and then took an ownership stake in the Pittsburgh Steelers, then you might consider him to be better than Dwayne Wade just based on your parameters?
I don't even understand what's going on right now. What do you want, like Duffy's Avenue? Like, what are you doing? You're obsessed with restaurants.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I mean, you have to put into totality what they've meant to South Florida. And Dwayne Wade had a couple of failed restaurants. He left the Heat, and then he went to our sworn enemy, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Yeah, and to join up with LeBron again. I mean, that was a boom to the whole city of Miami. And then then when we're all getting ready, like right after we retire the jersey, he jets off to Utah. and turns the lights off at his house.
But when he got traded back from Cleveland, that was the best. It was almost like winning a championship.
Right,
when
he had come home. Our hero had come home. We didn't know he was leaving again, though.
You put the word there, hero.
Right.
Heroes deserve roads.
The hero. He came home and then left us again.
Nah, he didn't leave. Heroes can fly here whenever they want to.
He didn't leave.
Heroes have to save other people.
He's waving a towel at the Jazz games. He can't believe the energy in that arena. The arena that doesn't have his name on the street.
Well, they will. I bet you they will as soon as they win the championship and he guides Spider Mitchell to the title.
Spider.
Yay. All right. Well, there you go. Brennan Tobin. How do you feel like the crossover went?
I loved it.
Tobin, you enjoy the crossover?
I think Tobin got you, Hawk.
What?
I think he got you.
He brought up that Dwayne Wade had failed restaurants, and he got me?
I think he got you. My opinion.
Dwayne Wade is going to appear via Nextel, two-way radio, at his street naming ceremony.
On an iPad. Huh?
When Brendan Tobin is the most famous person at Dwayne Wade's street naming ceremony, don't you think something has gone awry?
I didn't say it, Tobin.
Oh, God.
Leroy's more famous than me. He's going to be there.
I'm not. Well, give me a chance with Leroy. I'm
riding
his
bike down there.
I'm not so certain.
Leroy's something else.
Man. All right, Brendan Tobin. Make sure you listen to him on 790 The Ticket every morning. You can find out why all your fandom of Dan Marino and Don Shula and the Miami Dolphins is wasted time, according to Brendan Tobin. You should hate them with the passion of 1,000 Suns. All right, thank you, Tobin.
All right.
Came in high spirits, and that's what you do to guys.
Suck the life out of them.
All right.
Suck the life out of them. I think Tobin's busy looking at failed restaurant concepts, see who we can honor next.
Piccadilly Way.
Yeah, exactly. Showbiz Pizza. Where's that new Inter Miami Stadium at? Oh, that's on Pets.com Boulevard. And it's at the corner of Pets.com and Blockbuster Fun and Golf.
My favorite text was Tony Roma's Boulevard.
Tony Roma still exists.
It does?
Yeah, don't blaspheme against Tony Roma's. How dare you?
Where does it exist?
Tony Roma's has several locations. Bobby Rubino still exists. You know if Bobby Rubino still exists, Tony Roma still exists. I think there's a Tony Roma's Express in the Aventura Mall as well.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.